Sam. This portion of Sandbox Radio is brought to you by Admiral Theater in downtown Bremerton. When we last left our heroes, Hanna the Cloud Brigand was on the verge of becoming the next meal for bugbears infesting the Drachma Mansion.
Get off me, you brute!
Odious rivulets of foul saliva drip onto her sweaty brow as the bugbear opens its terrible jaws for the killing bite.
Try a tasty bit of tin can, you uncouth beast.
Bing has got your hand! You let go of him! Take that! Oh, your hand! It's all chewed up!
It's quite all right, miss. I don't feel pain, remember? But perhaps you might be so kind as to start the engine.
Roger that, partner!
Oh my, there's quite a lot of them. Did you know the average bugbear nest consists of as many as 4 generations? Fascinating.
Yeah, wow, so fascinating. Strap in and let's get out of here. What's with our balance? Did we snag something on takeoff?
I believe we've picked up an unsolicited passenger, miss, on our left wing.
No free rides today, pal. Initiating barrel roll. Hang on! Now shook it loose.
A short time later, back at the Cloud Brigand base.
Oh, hey, Hanna! Hey, Bingham! You got the thing from the place!
Yeah, Tatley. Yeah. We got the thing from the place. Now give me one good reason why I shouldn't wring your neck for sending us on that crazy pants job.
Whoa, that is a lot of tension you got there, Hanna. It's totally not good for your chi.
You know what's not good for my chi? Being sent blind into a nest of bugbears. I almost got my face chomped off, and look what happened to Bingham's hand. Ooh. What was that nonsense about jewelry?
Hey, man, it's not my fault you made assumptions. You know what they say about when you assume, right?
You can assume that I'm gonna kick your...
one who assigned the job to you, Hanna. So perhaps you should reconsider whose assumption you'd be kicking.
Lady Corsair, my apologies.
As you know, the Drachma clan is an important patron of the Cloud Brigands. They said they would give anything for their beloved Ruby to be saved. You and Bingham wouldn't have taken the job if I'd told you the full story, but I was sure you two could handle it.
Sure enough to risk our necks?
You dare question me, Hanna! I raised you from an orphaned pup, put food in your mouth, taught you how to fly! I know everything about you, don't you ever forget it.
How could I? You always throw it in my face.
So, now, we shall return this pretty little beast to her grateful family, and they will owe us more favors than we can collect in a lifetime. And everyone wins, just as I planned.
Tadley?
Ugh, remove this creature. It's far too cute for its own good. And it's shedding all over my black velvet! Did you have something else to say, Hanna?
Oh, do I ever...
Miss, this is not the time.
No, Lady Corsair.
Good. Now, You go pay a visit to the Chromaton infirmary to get a replacement for Bingham's hand. You may expense it to me. And then return as soon as he gets fixed up. I already have another job for you two lined up.
I am much obliged, my lady.
Of course, Bingham. Cloud Brigands always look after their own. Come, Tadley. Let us get Ruby back to her owners.
Oh, but she's kind of cute. Can't we keep her?
No, we can't keep her. You absent fool.
Ow, dude. Oh.
Miss, are you all right?
Yeah. Sorry, Bing. I'm used to the Lady Corsair kicking sand at me. She's been doing it ever since I was a kid. But it sparks me up that you got hurt.
It's all part of the job, isn't it? I accepted the risks when I partnered up with you, and I don't regret it. And I'll have a new hand soon. No harm done.
And if the Lady Corsair is footing the bill, we are buying the swankiest model they got.
Later, at the nearby Chromaton Infirmary.
Oh, Bingham, what happened? You're usually so careful. Your hand, it's so masticated.
He saved me in a tussle with some bugbears. Can you fix him up, Dr. Garfield?
Of course. It's a simple limb replacement. Now, remind me what model you are.
I am a Pemberbot, model 142.
Might you be interested in an upgrade? We have all the latest styles available.
Well, I know it's a bit silly, but I'd rather keep my hand the same. I've been a Pemberbot through and through since my activation, and I'd like to stay that way.
It'll cost you. You've become quite the collectible, you know. They stopped manufacturing your kind some 50-odd years ago. I'll just give your hand a quick scan. Oh, that's strange. Your hand. It's not a Pemberbot hand.
But I've had it my whole existence. It's never been replaced.
No, this hand is a Corona 171, so it definitely wasn't part of your original body. You never noticed?
No, I never thought to check. Do I have any other replaced parts?
I'll do a full body scan. Yeah, looks like your left foot is from a different model. As well as your ocular units.
My eyes are wrong? How is this possible?
Oh, come now, it's hardly anything to be upset about, you chromatons. You get modded all the time. Let me go check our inventory for another hand.
That was weird, huh? Hey, what's the matter, partner?
I just don't understand. I always thought I was activated clean off the Pemberbot factory line, but now it turns out I was refurbished. What else don't I know about myself?
There's nothing to know, Bing. They're just parts. It's not you.
But my parts are me. Don't you see? I'm a chromaton. What am I if not my parts?
You're just you. Like me, I'm just a meat bag full of bones, but that's not what makes me Hana, right?
It's not the same for humans. For us chromatons, it's like... There's an old story about a famous ship, the ancient kind that sailed on water. Over time, the parts wore out, like the deck and the mast and the sails, so they got replaced. But if all its parts are new, can you still call it the same ship?
It's not like you had something major replaced, like a memory coil or something.
But if I can't remember losing anything, then how do I know?
Sorry. Bad news. We don't have any Pemberbot hands in stock. Shall we fix you up with another Corona?
I suppose so.
Hang on, Dr. Garfield. Where could we find those special parts?
Well, your best bet is the Chromaton warehouses over in Cadmium Canyon. But that's nearly 4,000 clicks away. And the parts are so expensive, it wouldn't be worth it for
Thanks, Doc. Come on, Bing. We've got a long flight ahead of us.
But, miss, we can't go all the way to Cadmium Canyon, the Lady Corsair said.
She said to get back to base once we got you fixed up proper. And that's what I intend to do. You're a Pemberbot, aren't you? So let's get you some Pemberbot parts. Quit lollygagging, let's hit the sky, partner.
Aye, aye, miss.
What adventures await in far-off Cadmium Canyon? Will Bingham discover the secret behind his missing parts and his missing memories? And what's that under the pilot's seat?
Bing, did you hear something? Ruby! What are you doing in here?
Oh, it seems our feline friend did not want to go home. She's a little miffed at being left to be eaten by bugbears.
Well, can't really argue with that. Welcome aboard, Ruby.
Ratchet Mom, do you copy? Hannah, you haven't, like, seen that cat around, have you? Hello?
Join us next time for the further adventures of the Cloud Brigand and the Chromaton in episode 2, The Phantom Limb. See you out there in the sky! That's by the wonderful Maggie Lee in the house. Maggie Lee in the house! Don't you want more episodes of the Cloud Brigand and Bingham? Yeah, I do too.
This appears in the episode Sandbox Radio Redux, recorded at Town Hall Seattle on September 29th, 2024. Find the full episode with artist credits and the show archive wherever you get your podcasts and at sandboxradio.org.